The tragedy of abortion, legal but not moral.
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the book, The Genesis Solution. Well, Ken, it's very difficult to imagine anyone supporting something so violent as abortion, yet choice seems to be the word of choice in society today. What do you think has helped cause this?
Well, you know, God allows us to make choices, but at the same time, he tells us what moral choices he expects us to make, and he also tells us the price we'll pay for disobedience. The Bible clearly tells us that ever since the fall in Genesis, people have been in rebellion against their Creator. We'd much rather justify our own actions than do what God has said is right. A friend in Arizona shared an article with me on the hypocrisy of the abortion rights movement. A 15-year-old girl was arrested for killing her newborn baby, yet if she had aborted her child, she would have been just fine, according to the law. Really, there's no difference between being just out of the womb and being inside only moments before. Actually, almost all biologists, Christians or not, will tell you that life begins at conception. More important, the Bible reveals that God created humans in His image, and that murder is sin. Abortion may be legal right now, but it violates God's moral law.
If Adam and Eve were the first humans God created, do the different people groups or races all come from them? Ken Ham tackles this fascinating question in his booklet, available free on our website, answersradio.com.